You know, God is good, isn't he? God is good. I say that over and over again, but he is. He's a good God. He's a gracious God. We should want to know everything about him. Don't you want to know that? Know everything about him, right? And this morning I want to talk a little bit about that because I see this growing trend of things going on here in America. Crazy. That's all I can say. I mean, some things, you know, you think when something, you know, you kind of get desensitized to things because nothing surprises you now. Used to, years ago, you know, something would happen and you were like shocked, you know, like shell shocked. You're like, wow, I can't believe that. And it seems like there's things that are going on today that just, it doesn't shock you anymore because you're like, well, they just did it again, you know, they just did this again. But how do we deal with things like that? You know, how far do we go? What do we say? We got to stand up as a church for what we believe in, right? And so last week I talked about, you know what you believe and believe what you know, right? We got to do that. We've got to know what we believe, and then we got to stand on that. Because if we're going to say that, then we have to be that, right? And that's important to our character of who we are. That's what people look at. When they look at the church, they look at what they stand for, what they believe in, and then how they act upon it. Because that's what our character is. And our integrity goes along with that. And, you know, we can talk about hypocrites and we can talk about all that kind of stuff, but you're going to have hypocrites everywhere. And you have hypocrites at Walmart. You have hypocrites everywhere. You go to Walmart with hypocrites, you go to church with hypocrites. That's part of it, right? But we're not worried about the hypocrites, right? We don't focus on that. We need to focus on God. That's what's important. And we need to focus on the Word of God. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And in the book of Joshua, I've got several scriptures this morning that we're going to go over. I'm going to make a few points. And first scripture is in Joshua 1:8. I want to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. I just ask this morning, Lord, that you take away anything that may hinder me from speaking your word, Lord, and let your Holy Spirit take complete control. Lord, you are the one that we need to listen to. It's not about me, Lord. This is about you and what your word says. I praise you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And in Joshua 1:8, it says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will prosper and be successful." Do we do that? You know, what I want to talk about this morning is, do you read your Bible? Do you read this every day? Do you read it? Do you know it? Because, you know, we can read a lot of words, right? But I find myself, and I'm as guilty of this, is not taking the time to study, not taking the time to read as much as I would like to. Now, in my position, you know, I'm pushed to do that. And I say that because it's more convenient for me to sit down and watch TV. It's more convenient for me to go and do something else than it is for me to take time and read this. That's the easier thing to do, right? And so it takes effort that we have to make in order to read our Bibles. And why is it important? You know, there's a lot of things going on today in this society that we're hearing about on the news. Just like the things that are going on right here in the state of Illinois, that they're wanting to push this, abortion bill. They're saying it's all right. I think it's wrong to kill babies. I'm going to say that, and I'm going to tell people that. I think it's wrong. Why do I think it's wrong? Because it's what the Word of God says. And I'm going to stand on that because that's what the Word says. Now, how do we know that that's what the Word says? By studying and reading our Bible. Because, you know, me, as a speaker or as a pastor, I can get up here and I can say a lot of things. And it may not be right. And how would you know that it wasn't right? I could tell you to turn to James chapter 6. Turn to James chapter 6 in your Bibles. Anybody do that? James chapter 6. Now, I could preach about James chapter 6, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to find out that James chapter 6 is not in the Bible. Because it stops at James chapter 5. So, and I don't want to embarrass anybody this morning by, you know, making you raise your hands, those of you who didn't know that. But see, the point is to that is if we don't read and study our Bibles, then we don't know stuff like that. And it can be very simple things. It can be something big like that, but it can be little subtle things like changing one word to another word that say it might be or it may be or it was or it is. See, that makes a difference. It was or it is a big difference. And it's very easy for a speaker to do that. They can take Scripture and manipulate Scripture to make it their opinion, to make their opinion. You can find somebody with a PhD that will preach a message that will tell you that it's okay for men to marry men and for women to marry women. I'm sorry, but you can find somebody that will tell you that that's okay and that the Scripture says it's okay. But let me tell you, you read your Bible and you'll find out it's not okay. I'm just saying, it's not my opinion. It's not my opinion. It's what the Word of God says. So, you know, it's difficult for us to say that because we don't want to sit in a place of judgment on people. Jesus didn't come here to condemn the world. He came here to save the world. And it makes it difficult for us to make statements like that without offending somebody. But it's the Word that offends somebody. It's not us. But we have to do it in such a loving manner. Now, how do we do that? I mean, see, you hear all these things, okay? So it makes it difficult for the church to speak against certain things. You know, and now they're another one the state of Illinois is trying to do. And I'll tell you what. It's difficult. Because now they're wanting to make legalized gambling. They've already legalized marijuana now. So now they're trying to legalize gambling so they can, you know, brick and mortar, not on the river. So now they can just do it wherever they want. So we think about these things and we think, okay, how does that affect me? Well, it does. It's what's right and what's wrong. And how do we know what's right and wrong? By reading our Bible. By reading what the Word says. We know what we believe and we believe what we know because this is what we stand on. And turn with me to Nehemiah 8:3. Nehemiah 8:3. The first thing I was going to bring out, let me go back to Joshua. I'm not going to read Joshua, but I'm going to go back. Joshua was about being obedient. That scripture there, number one point, was about being obedient. We have to be obedient to read the Word of God. Because he really commands us to read. He tells us to know the Scripture. And so when we go to Nehemiah, Nehemiah is 8:3. It says, he read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men and women and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Now can you imagine that? He read till noon, from daybreak till noon. Now how many of you would sit and listen to me read the Scripture from daybreak till noon? Seriously. That'd be tough. I'm telling you, I'd have a hard time doing that. Sitting and listening to somebody read from daybreak till noon. It's hard. That's hard for us, isn't it? We need to listen. We need to listen to what the Word says. That's important. That's our number two point right there. First one's be obedient. To study and to read. The second one is be attentive. To the Word. And what's that mean? What's that mean to be attentive? Let's go to the next scripture. I believe it's Psalms 119, 11. Psalms 119, 11. says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. We have to keep it in our heart. We have to be obedient to read it. Okay? And we have to listen to what it says. And then we have to keep it in our heart. We have to keep it in our heart because so many times we read stuff, but we don't retain it. We don't retain it because we don't read it enough. If you don't get it, read it again. If you don't get it then pray about it and then read it again. And God will reveal it to you. We have to be obedient to reading the Scripture and studying the Scripture because we learn so many other things. We'll learn about all kinds of stuff. It really doesn't have anything to do, you know, important things. I mean, there's a lot of things, a lot of hobbies that we'll learn to do. And boy, we'll get it good. We'll understand it well. But yet, we don't know where James 6 is. Amen? And it's because we're not reading and we're not studying the Word of God. So, we have to keep it in our hearts and we have to retain it. It's important. Why is that so important that we keep it in our hearts and we retain it? Because when we hear somebody say something that just doesn't sound quite right, then we can go to the Word and look and say, you know what? That wasn't quite right because I didn't think, because I recognized it. Why? Because you studied it, you was obedient to read, you was obedient to listen to what it said, and you're keeping it in your heart. So when you hear something that doesn't sound quite right, you remember it. And the Holy Spirit says, hey, that ain't quite right. There's a lot of hearers, but not a lot of doers. That's the thing. You know, he says, keep my commandments. Hear these commandments. Listen. Be obedient to them. We talked about last week, or the week before, is about a lifestyle of repentance. What are we talking about? A lifestyle of holiness. It's about that holiness lifestyle. It's about, you know, if you're a believer, if you're a saved, born-again believer, and you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, then you're going to be a doer. You're going to do for God. You're going to want to because you love Him. You don't do it just out of doing it. You do it because you love Him. You do it because it's what the Word says. But that Word that lives inside of you is Jesus, the man of love. He's a God of love. And you're going to do for Him. Let's look at Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. It says, for the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. See what I'm saying? When I was talking about some of the things that we stand against, some of the things that the Word stands against and we talk about and we want to preach about, sometimes it is a double edge. I mean, sometimes it hurts. You know, a lot of times people will say, man, you're talking right to me this morning. It's like, it wasn't me. Okay, it was the Word. Talks to me too. I read the Word and I'm like, man, you know, that really hits me hard. You know, sometimes it's a good thing. You know, it is always a good thing. Because the Word is there for correcting. It's there for telling you when you're doing something wrong, and it's there to praise you when you're doing something right. That's what it's for. And how do you know that? How do you know that? By reading and studying the Word. It's not my opinion. Remember that. It's not my opinion. I have to be really careful. I am. I'm very careful about what I say. I try to be. I'm not perfect. You know, sometimes I'll get tongue-tied or whatever, or say something wrong. But I'm very careful about what I say when it comes to the Scripture, because I want to be right. I don't want to say anything out of line with what the Word says. And then I want to live that life to the best of my ability. And I try to do that. I really do. I try to work on that. You know, it corrects our behavior. That's what the Word does. It corrects our behavior. And that goes along with Psalms. That's the number three point. You know, sometimes I need corrected. Just like when I was a little kid and I did something wrong. Sometimes I needed my butt busted. I needed it. Didn't want it. Didn't like it. But I needed it. Sometimes we're in the same place. That's what the Word of God does sometimes. Sometimes it busts our hind end. We may not like it, but we need it. And it keeps us on track. Why is that? What is that? Let's look at Romans 10:17. Something else it does, it says, Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word about Christ. It builds our faith. It gives us stronger faith when we read the Word, because then we're more confident in what we're doing, because we know that it's right. You know, how many times if somebody says, you say something, well, the Bible says this, and they'll say, I don't quite agree with you. You ever had somebody do that to you? I don't quite agree with you. And you're like, and then it makes you think, well, I know I'm quoting it right. Makes you get that feeling that you're not saying it right. If you haven't had that happen to you, it will. But when you read and you study your Word, then you're confident. You have confidence that you're saying it right, and you know you're right. Make sense to you? But it also builds our faith to know in who we believe in. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3:16. This is really important. I like this scripture. It says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's why it's so important that we read our Bible. That's why it's so important that we don't just read it. We absorb it. We burn it into our hearts. We read, we study, we retain it. We just read it until we get it. And we keep reading it. We keep praying that, God, please let me understand. God needs people to understand. Remember when Nehemiah, you know, he said he had people that understood. He had these people come. He called out these certain people to come and listen that could understand the Word. The church needs people who understand the Word. That's what we need today. Because I see a lot of people who don't understand the Word, and they're easily deceived by people. And it says that in the last days there will be people that will do that and deceive many. There will be false teachers that will rise up and teach false doctrine. They'll teach things that people want to make people feel good. And that's what we see today. I can see that growing trend today because we want everybody to be happy. And everybody's going to heaven. And there is no hell. And then a great God would not punish people. A loving God would not. And we hear things like that. And that's false teaching. That's not true. Why? How do I know that? Because I read this right here and I believe in what it says. I believe in a God that can heal somebody. When the lady reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment and she was healed, I believe that happened. I believe that same God that raised Lazarus from the dead still lives today. That's the God I believe in. Why? Because I read it in the Scriptures. And if I believe that, if I don't believe that, I don't need to be standing right here. I don't need to be here at all. I might as well go home. Because I'm not doing any good. And I'm deceiving many. If I don't believe that. But is that just my responsibility? Or is that for every believer in the church? That's how important it is, guys. That's how important it is. That's the responsibility for every believer in the church. You believe it right here, what the Word says, and then you live by it. And you stand by it. I believe it. I've seen things happen that you knew that only God could do. I've said that before. Leonard shared some scripture with me this morning. Kind of confirms what we're talking about. We shouldn't be surprised what's happening in the world today as a church if you read your Bible. If you read your Bible and you know it, you know what the Scripture says, you shouldn't be surprised about what's happening. Why? Because it says it in the Bible that it will happen. Amen. And that's why the church has to stand strong and know the Scripture. And I could say this over and over again, but I have to tell you, you have to start studying and reading the Word. You have to get it into your hearts. You have to be obedient to it, because if you don't, you're going to be deceived. And you're going to be led the wrong direction. And there's so many people that are sitting in pews today that are going to church and they're attending church and they're not going to make it to heaven. Because it's not about filling a pew. It's not about going through the motions of going to church. It's about putting the Word of God into your heart and applying it to your life and living by it. That's what it's about. And it says it over and over and over and over again throughout the Scripture. We have a great God, a loving God. He does not want us to be unhappy. But we live in a society of people that base everything upon happiness. I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about that. And it has nothing to do with happiness. It has everything to do with the joy of the Holy Spirit living inside of you. No matter what you're going through, whether it's good times or bad times, if we're going through the struggle, you have that Holy Spirit living inside of you that gives you hope, that gives you strength, that gives you joy. And I could go on, that's a whole new message about happiness right there. But just get into the Word and read. Get into the Word and study it. Get it into your heart. Take time. I mean, we talk about it. You know, I'll be honest with you. There's times, you know, it's easy to sit and watch 4 hours worth of TV. I mean, you watch a couple movies, watch Gunsmoke, watch a couple, you know. It's easy to do that. And it is difficult to sit down when you're tired. Open up. You know, we talked about Bible apps. I got a Bible app on my phone and I love it. And I use it. But there's nothing like opening up this. Just reading. I like to highlight stuff and put post-it notes in stuff. And so I can go back and I pick points out. Why? So I can retain it. That helps me retain things better. And then when I'm reading through, I can remember what I was talking about. Helps me. Whatever it takes, that's what helps me. But do whatever it takes to help you. That's why Bible study is so important, that we get in there to encourage us to read. Here in just a minute, we're going to take time for communion. And how important communion is. It is a sacred time. It's a time of reflection about our lives and what we're doing for the Lord. Take a look at your heart. Take a look inside of you. Am I where I need to be? And I don't think there's any of us that could say that I'm right where I need to be, other than I'm right here in church, and that's where I need to be. But I want to take a moment to for all of us to just think. You know where you're at this morning, I don't. You know where your heart is this morning, I don't. So I want to take a moment right now, and if there's anybody here this morning that wants to come forward and pray, then right now let's just get rid of it right now. If you've got some stuff going on in your life and you need God to help you with it, let's just take care of it right now. No better time than to do it now with the church. And we're not here to judge, but we're here to love. We're not here to condemn. We're here to help you through those hard times. We all go through them. Sometimes we want to hold on to stuff in our life, and it hinders us from retaining and studying and understanding the Word. You know how I know that? Because that's what the Word says. God will put roadblocks in front of you that you can't understand sometimes. Certain things, if you're not obedient to Him. How do I know that? Because that's what the Word says, and I believe it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord. Lord, I just ask right now, Lord, for Your Holy Spirit to move on the ones that are here this morning, Lord. Lord, open up our hearts, Lord. Cleanse every part of it. Lord, fill us with Your Holy Spirit. Leave no room. Fill us full, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord, of any unrighteousness. Lord, let us be the holy people that You called us to be. Lord, I know that we're in an imperfect world, in an imperfect body. But Lord, we know that You are perfect. And Your perfect Word lives within us. And that's what purifies us. That's what makes us clean. That when one day when we stand before the throne, we can be confident in knowing. Why? Because we know Your Word. We've read it. We've retained it. We've put it into our hearts. Lord, be with us as we take this moment to remember what You did, the sacrifice that You made. Let us honor You this morning as we remember this. In Jesus' name I pray.